This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Texas State University last week ran a front page cover story saying whites are inherently evil and their genetics are an abomination, a mutation. Now you can find white people that say that about people that aren't white and vice versa. It's all just completely made up, completely insane. But you notice the anti-Israel crowd, they really think they're good guys. And they're calling in saying, go after Israel. You know, they're bad, Alex. Why are you, you know, doing this for them? I see George Soros, who's Jewish, who worked for the Nazis, in WikiLeaks trying to overthrow Israel. It's more complex than that. And there's a lot of weird globalist propaganda as a litmus test to hate Israel. I'll guarantee you, the last caller, Lance, he hadn't had the Jerusalem Post calling anti-Semitic. I have, because I'm not. It's very complex. And it's very Hegelian dialectics what's going on. But we have a law passed decades ago that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And our embassy should be there. And Trump says, look, we're not going to appease the Islamists anymore. We're going to start actually pushing back and get some deals. And he wants to make a deal, and he wants to have peace. Maybe he's going to be right. Maybe he's going to be wrong. We'll see. I don't know. But he's doing what he said he'd do. Am I, like, crying at night or rejoicing at night over this? I quite frankly, am sick of hearing about Israel. I wish him great luck, everything else. I'm sick of foreign aid to everybody. I'm like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. Carlos in Canada, what do you think? Thanks for holding.
Thank you very much, Alex. I believe that President Trump is a man who I respected for some time because he showed good judgment, and particularly during the campaign. And I think that in a decision like, monumental decision like he's made today in his announcement, I believe that he is putting the United States in a position where it's getting nothing for it or it's getting something for it. As a deal maker, it doesn't make any sense to have, in a sense, done what he has done today if there isn't something that is going to be traded against it. There's got to
but
be
so what if the embassies in Tel Aviv are in, actually where the Israeli government is in Jerusalem? It's great. I mean, why not? Why is it such a big deal? Hell, we gave the Muslims part of Serbia. We let them attack Russia. I mean, what more do they want?
Well, because the statements that he made today, Alex, in the context of history, and you know, you follow history very well, and it's one of your strengths. And I believe that if you consider the statement that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, then Jerusalem is all of Jerusalem, not just part of Jerusalem or East or West Jerusalem. That's the first issue. And Israel will assume it's Jerusalem. But if you know, the city of London and the London city are two different things, but they're big difference in the size of the city of London and the London city. So if you consider the surrounding areas of Jerusalem expanding to be considered, you know, Israeli territory, then you now have a question of the where is the demarcation? I think President Trump, in his wisdom, is negotiating something of a greater value for the Middle East. But in doing so, he has to be very mindful that his words and his interpretation will be taken beyond the context. And I think that's a problem for the statement. Other than that, Saudi Arabia will pay a price if it goes along with the decision, I believe.
Well, I think you're right overall. Clearly, he signaled in his speech today that a big deal's happening with Israel, and that'll be curtailing the settlements. And I think that's exactly what the issue here is he's using this as a brokering point, if you know the art of the deal, try to get that rolling. We'll see what happens. This has been a multi-thousand-year fight going back to the time of Abraham, even before Muhammad came along, that those groups have been killing each other. Thank you so much, Carlos. Always great points. All right, Josh and Nick and everybody else, Harry, your calls are straight ahead. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Boy, I got to tell you, we have had some really smart callers today who have brought up legitimate issues with what President Trump is doing. But we've had some others that are just really angry at me, bringing up points that, from my research, aren't entirely accurate. Again, I am sick and tired of the Israel-Palestinian thing. I wish they could all live in peace. But the other Muslim countries around there won't take any of the so-called Palestinians. And a lot of them are just refugees from other countries. Just like there are a lot of refugees from all over the world wanting to go to Israel claiming they're Jewish. And a lot of them have no connection to it and are really poor. But Israel still takes Ethiopian Jews, you name it, into the country. So I just don't think Israel is the most important country in the world. I don't think it has the most evil in the world. It's a mixed bag. And quite frankly, I like to see Trump follow through on his promises. But at the same time, I just am sick of it, you know? I mean, humanity faces so many threats. AI, GMO, the globalists, the eugenicists. And I see Israel being used as a set piece in all of this. That's what I see. But we're taking your phone calls right now on the subject, and it is very interesting. Make no mistake, and absolutely, with Carlos, if you missed the last caller, Carlos in Canada made the point. Trump, if he doesn't have some deal and isn't getting concessions and isn't developing a peace deal through this, then there's no interest for the U.S. But Trump said in the speech that they've got a peace deal behind the scenes cooking, but this is the opening salvo in that. We'll see what happens. But they already have their government meetings in Jerusalem. So how is officially having the meetings there just on paper, how is that this big giant thing for Erdogan, who's told Europe, you do what I want or I'll flood you with 50 million more Muslims? He just said that 6 months ago and last week again. I mean, he just kills thousands of people every few weeks. He just mows down Kurds, lines up and kills whoever he wants, tortures people, stages elections, stages coups, gets involved in our internal affairs. We've got a giant Muslim population that's doubling every 15 years or so. And it wants to take over. And it's got an ideology that wants to take over. And it's got a lot of money because it's got a lot of oil. And we have to decide whether we're going to let Soros, the EU, the Vatican, and the globalists turn us into a socialist, globalist slash caliphate. A triad. That's their plan. That's their program. Russia sees it. They're encircled. Russia's drawn a hard line against it. That's another reason the globalists hate Russia. Because Russia is more Western now, even though it's not classically Western, than the West. The West has morally gone to sleep and forgotten what it is, and has been overrun by globalist, opportunistic tech giants that don't want any culture. They just want total infighting so the big computer takeover can happen while men and women are fighting with each other and black versus white and Muslim versus Christian. But just because I don't want to fight with Muslims doesn't mean they haven't created a war. Doesn't mean the globalists haven't engineered something like this that we've got to deal with now. I want to go to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? John in Wyoming here. John in Wyoming, then we'll go to Harry. John, thanks for holding it on the air.
I've got a couple of points that'll back up what you've been saying this morning. Number one, in 1915, when my mother was a little five-year-old girl, she and her older brother and their father and their pregnant mother had to leave Constantinople, which is in Asia Minor, and come to Ellis Island because the Turks, during the time of World War I, were busy slaughtering 250,000 Greeks and 1.5 million Armenians because the Greeks and Armenians were Christians, period. Now, another thing, fast forward to 1982 during the Lebanese Civil War. Lebanon in 1982 was a Christian nation. It was the only Christian government in the Middle East. And they had an arrest warrant out for Yasser Arafat, who was a longtime bloody murdering terrorist. And Ronald Reagan gave Yasser Arafat safe passage out of Lebanon on a United States Navy warship in 1982, despite the fact that the Lebanese wanted to arrest him and try him on terrorism charges. We gave him a safe passage out of there, and it was Reagan and Maggie Thatcher who engineered the overthrow of the Christian government in Lebanon and replaced it with a Muslim government. Now, look what happened earlier this year. At a peaceful protest in Washington, D.C., those Turkish thugs who worked for the Turkish embassy in D.C. attacked a number of Americans, punched them and kicked them, even kicked them in the face, because they were there protesting the Erdogan regime and all of the garbage that's going on.
That's right. They went across the street to beat up Armenians that dared protest against them and others.
You bet. And that's the thing. These were peaceful protesters. They weren't there to start any violence or anything like that. And the Turkish thugs attacked them, and our government did nothing to arrest them or deport them back to Turkey. The Turks are thugs. Remember, they sided with the Germans in World War I. They were German allies in World War I. They sided with the Kaiser. And in World War II, although the Turks were technically a neutral nation, they still sided with Germany. They still sided with Hitler.
And now the EU and Merkel are openly saying we're going to replace Europeans with Turks and are in a public alliance. There's been over a 100-year plan by German aristocracy to replace Germans with Muslims. I mean, these are official plans. I don't think people know history like you do, but it's absolutely true.
You're right, Alex, because here's the thing to remember. Remember, people, the British royal family is not British. They are German. As a matter of fact, Queen Victoria, who died way back in 1901, was the aunt of Kaiser Wilhelm, Germany's leader during World War I. Kaiser Wilhelm was her nephew. And so they changed their name from Saxe-Bigotha to Windsor after Windsor Castle around 1947 because it became increasingly suspicious.
By the way, John, this has only happened about 5-6 times. It was a project I had. I got busy. I never did it. We get overwhelmed. There's only 5 or 6 people that have called in over the years. You only get in maybe once a year or something. And I said, I want your name. I want your number. If memory serves, and I want to get you on as a commentator, but I don't think we ever called you, did we?
No, sir.
We're getting your number right now, and I'm going to start having you on a segment every week with us if you'll do it. And I don't know if Nico ever saved the other names. It's my fault. I have these ideas, never do it. But it just you got your history better than I do even. You're smart. You got a great voice. We need folks like you to come on air with us. So I promise This time we're going to call you. We're going to start setting you up. Next week you'll be on if you can do it. But separately, just
Alex,
finish up.
I'd be delighted. I'd be delighted.
And like you were the guy that was there in 1980 at the convention and all that, right, too?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You've been calling in like 15 years. So in the minute we've got left, I think Trump just said, listen, we're not surrendering to Islamic garbage anymore.
Well, I think Trump is being a real president and not a shill for the CFR the way that all of his predecessors have been.
And they really want to get him, don't they?
They want to get him. They will go to any length, including assassination, to get rid of the best president that we've ever had.
You think he's better than Washington?
I think he is, because Washington did not have the challenges facing him that President Trump has today.
I was about to say, but Washington may have been a greater man, though, the whole career militarily and president combined. But as president, I got to say, Trump is already face down the globalist. I mean, I would put him co-equal with Washington at this point. Stay there, John. We'll get your name and number again. You're going to come on this week.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to be going to your calls. Boom, boom, boom. Now I want to get to everybody responding to Trump announcing they're going to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv, where it really already is, but a bigger one, in Jerusalem, and the whole world freaking out. We've got a play patty cake with the Muslims that are all running around killing each other and killing Christians and killing anybody else that doesn't conform to them. Why play patty cake? Why sit there and go along with this globalist operation to create global instability? Trump wants stability. I want the Muslims to live in peace. We'll see what happens. We got Jeremy in California thinks Trump's making the wrong move. Thanks for holding.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I disagree with you on this. I actually disagree with you on a few things lately. But quickly, though, can I make a guest request?
Yes, sir.
For you in the future? You know that broadcaster Pete Santilli just got released from jail. I think it would be very interesting to hear his story. And I think you guys should get him on and talk to him about his the last 2 years.
Well, I did not know that he was one of the people arrested in the whole Bundy thing, and I think that they overcharged him, and I don't think he really did anything wrong. And it was pretty frightening to see that happen, so I was not aware of that, so I'll look into that. Now, go ahead and get to your point on Trump.
The point is with regard to this, doing this now, it's kind of like one of those things where you ask, who benefits? Does the American citizen, does this make America great again? And when we're still dropping bombs, when we're still engaged in Syria, when a war with Iran looks like it's more on the horizon now than it did 10 years ago, and now we're doing this, and it's like, Trump, okay, fine. He's really good at one thing, we know, and I know you may not like hearing this, but he's good at trolling, and he's good at trolling the world. And I think that right now this is a trolling move, and Schumer backs it, and we know Kushner backs it, and these people that definitely have a relationship with the Israeli government. I mean, when Benjamin Netanyahu was here for a joint press conference with President Trump, he singled out Jared Kushner in that press conference. So
well, he certainly did that, but I don't think Netanyahu likes Senator Schumer. I mean, the whole leftist arm of the Israeli government is trying to get rid of Netanyahu right now. But listen, I appreciate your call. You say you disagree with some of the stuff I'm covering. Trump's being bold. He shut down those countries that don't have real passports. He shut down the UN program where they say who we take in. We should say who we take in. And Israel's not going anywhere. They got nuclear weapons, and they're not our enemy. Leave them alone. I don't think Israel should keep expanding the settlements and all the rest of it. I think that should stop. But every time they get attacked, they expand again. And I kind of get that where you push me, I'm going to get more aggressive. But it's just we played all the politics too long here, okay? But I hear what you're saying. Who's up next here? Josh in Oregon. Josh, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. So I think it's pretty funny because, you know, I'm old enough to remember that it wasn't too long ago when Trump was apparently an anti-Semite.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, and we had we had those false flags where you had the threat to bomb the Jewish place, and then that turned out that was
a leftist Jew.
Absolutely, and I mean you see this time and time again. But I think it's kind of interesting that people, you know, the idea is that Trump is literally Hitler, but when you look at who classically and historically aligned with radical Islamists, at least politically in the sense that they wanted to eradicate the Jews, it was Hitler.
That's a good point. Here in Austin, I watch how liberals love Volkswagens and liberals love Audi. Those are the same companies created by the German government and Hitler. He created the Audi symbol and the symbol for the Olympics and the Volkswagen symbol and the first drawing of the Volkswagen bug. Now, look, imagine if I was driving a car designed by Hitler. They'd say I was a Nazi. But the left loves socialism. They love command and control. They love Nazi cars. They love Islam like the Nazis. This morning, I was thinking the exact same thing. Their taste. The Antifa uniforms, everything they do, they just love it, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you should actually make an Antifa brown shirt, like, for the store.
Oh, yes.
That would be kind of funny, just mocking them. But I think what people are kind of overlooking here is the level of political courage that this took for Trump to do. I mean, it truly is amazing. You know, people say that he's not, you know, you had Joe Scarborough saying he's not worried about his legacy, you know, old Psycho Joe. It's just ridiculous. I mean, this is a guy who's really putting himself out on the line, putting his neck on the line, and you know, really making a very controversial move. That's his own decision, and he is his own man. It's just incredible, you know, to see these attacks. But when it comes to the you know, making a deal, you know, with the Palestinians, it's something like North Korea. They're coming out now and saying, oh, you know, if you just allow us to have nukes, we won't nuke you. It's like,
well, exactly. But let me throw this out there since you're making the point. You can just type in world map of Muslim countries. And if you just look the last 50 years, it's spreading everywhere and they kill everybody. They take over. It looks like tentacles going into Europe and Asia. And it's all over the place. And they've killed something like 140 million Hindus. I mean, that's why the Indians love Trump so much. And it's the craziest thing ever to see it. And then there's this little bitty place, Israel. They want to turn that green or red, if it's Muslim areas in red. And it's just crazy. Again, he's saying the march is over. The takeover is over. The jihad is over. The crusades are beginning. And that doesn't mean we're going to invade you and kill you. It means we're not going to, because the globalists were running the radical Muslims and running the other side. The globalists have been playing both sides of this, and Trump is pragmatically saying, it's over, we're not doing it anymore. And that will make it better for the Muslims. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Just like you've alluded to many times, when it comes to the Middle East, the number one target of radical, you know, Islamic terrorism is other Muslims.
Absolutely. I don't wish harm on anybody. I don't need to hate some group just so I feel good about myself. The left globally is allied with the most radical form of Islam. It's powerful. It's growing. It's a clear and present danger. And yes, the globalists were manipulating Islam to take our rights away and letting them come in and attack us. I want that over too. I want the whole thing. The staged events, the false flags, the funding radical Islam, I want it over. And so does Trump. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Josh. I haven't gone to Nick in Detroit or Patrick or Harry, and Harry's been holding forever. Oh, my gosh. Harry, go ahead. From PA, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Love the show, love the products. But what I'm going to get at is that what Trump did today, moving the embassy to the holy city of Jerusalem, was a very coordinated effort because we know the reaction that's going to come from the UN. They're going to keep pushing the narrative of Israel being the aggressor in the area, and what you just touched on is no, they don't. They get attacked and they expand a little bit. But what I think Trump has done is to get ahead of that is, just as we know, just last week he retweeted a bunch of videos that shows Islamic aggression throughout the world. So he defeated the UN's response to what he did
preemptively.
Today.
You're a genius. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. I want to hear more on that.
Go ahead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of the globalists and their god, George Soros. I'm your host.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We've got two plugs to get to today. Products at InfoWarsStore.com. Great place to shop for Christmas, beat the lines, not fight the traffic, get high-quality supplements, high-quality water filters, air filters, Patriot Apparel. We've got some big specials running right now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. With all the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, is great for yourself, your children, your family. Tastes great. All organic. We've also got the fluoride-free colloidal silver, empowered, emboldened, iodine and coal silver in the toothpaste. We've got Super Blue 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and that funds it all and makes it all possible. We've got some other new products there as well, but you know, I'm so focused on news today. If you want to find out about our new product on the site, you can just go look it up for yourself. It's called Alpha Power, and it would just take too long to get into it. It's too good. It's too important a new product. I believe it will become probably our number one bestseller. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore because you can't do it justice. I want to go back to your calls as we get our guest, member of the European Union Parliament from the UK, Janice Atkinson, on in just a few minutes. Harry in Pennsylvania, you were finishing up Trump's strategy that I agree, putting out the Islamic atrocities first, letting the, you know, UN and others attacking for that, so that then they'll look even stupider when they attack him. We're talking about moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But as he said today, as a way to then have an opening debate about how to really negotiate a real and lasting peace. Because as far as the Palestinian Authority and others are concerned, Israel existing is a non-starter. And here's the deal. Everybody wants you to take sides. I'm on the Palestinian side or the Israeli side, because I'm neither one of those groups, but I can geopolitically look at it. Israel's got nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. It's like North Korea, and I'm not saying Israel's like North Korea, but I mean, North Korea has crappy nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere unless they pull something. And I mean, again, it's like, you know, start a war with Israel? I mean, who's going to do that? The Arab states again? It's just crazy how we've gotten to this point. So go ahead and finish up your point.
Yeah, well, the reason why I'm going to finish it off where is that Trump has got so many million people following him on Twitter, even more people following him on Facebook. So when he retweets just raw footage, reality, it's not staged, it's not set up that way, it's just Muslims doing these acts of their own volition, it pushes the Overton window back into the realm of actually having an open discussion of what the problems are. And he pretty much, today's actions are a signal flare going out to everybody saying, this is now official. We are now standing with our allies, and we need to get this narrative, which is completely backwards, that the fact that the that Israel is the aggressor in the area, when that's completely not true. That's complete fabrication. That's pushed by the UN, pushed by certain members of the EU, and it's Trump has pretty much destroyed that, and now we can actually have an honest discussion about what's going on.
Well, if you look at maps globally of Islam's spread across the world, anywhere it gets control, it then pushes out everybody that isn't Islamic. And so there's Israel right in the middle of the hornet's nest. And you can see the Islamic invasion points in Europe in the pincer attack through Turkey and then through Albania. And it's a very, very serious situation. And again, I'm not wanting to fight with the Muslims. This is a fact. And it's become a politically correct litmus test when they carry out attacks or you name it to not even say it's an Islamic attack. And the biggest victims of Islam are people under its control. So I hope for its reformation. Wow, she's an amazing lady. I've seen many of her speeches on YouTube in the European Union Parliament. They say she could be the next Margaret Thatcher. I hope she is. She's been behind the Brexit with Nigel Farage and others. Janice Atkinson was elected to the European Parliament in 2014 to secure a referendum on Britain's membership in the unelected dictatorial EU, because the bureaucracy is unelected and it has the Parliament under it. For 20 years, she's campaigned to leave the undemocratic, expensive, unaccountable, arrogant EU. And on the 23rd of 2016, she did. But now they're striking back. And we see nationalism, populism exploding everywhere. So Janice Atkinson at janiceatkinson.co.uk. Thank you so much for coming on with us today and to give us a report on the state of the EU and where this fight's going. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex. Glad to be here. I'm in D.C. I'm here with a delegation from the Parliament. I'm the fly in the ointment here. We've been up on the Hill speaking to various senators. There's the outpouring of grief from the Democrats who are just still in denial about Trump. I mean, we think he's fab, absolutely fab, from the so-called populist side of things. You know, there's been a real earthquake in the EU. First of all, with Brexit, and then they got Trump. They're in complete and utter meltdown. Some of the Republicans up on the Hill as well. We do have some friends, and we're very pleased to be here. And yeah, look what your president has done. Since I've been here, you've got the tax cuts through. Fantastic. My colleagues actually don't get tax cuts. They're sitting there scratching their head, wondering, tax cuts? Cuts? No, we increase taxes to pay for our green pet projects and our transgender issues. It's so refreshing to hear some of the Republicans rejecting that. And they really don't get that if you start reducing taxes, corporation tax, and also taxes on the ordinary people, then, you know, your fiscal drag will go down. Your GDP will go up. People have got cash in their pocket. They spend it on their families. They spend it back into your economy. They really don't get that. All they understand is taxes going up. And while we've been here, I think Trump has now declared, I can't remember because I've been travelling for the past half an hour, but he's declared that you're moving your embassy to your US embassy to Jerusalem.
Yes.
I wish my own Prime Minister would have the guts to do that, to stand up for our biggest allies in the Middle East. What else has Trump done this week? He's done pretty well. We support him on the populist right.
Absolutely. And he's breaking the back of political correctness, because it seems like Europe, the UK, the US have been whipped by political correctness, by all of this anti-liberty, anti-capitalism. And then you see Linda Sorcerer and all these really radical Palestinian groups funded by George Soros, not just here, but in your country and other areas, literally telling us we have to capitulate to Islam. I was never even on the bandwagon freaking out about Islam. I mean, I came late to that when it just got so out of control. And I see what's happening in the UK and the total capitulation of Germany to it. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is. I mean, time and time again, we try to call it what it is on our side of politics. It's radical Islam. They dare not speak its name. They have got the borders open. They can't secure their external borders. They've got Schengen, which is a complete and utter free movement of people. They reckon that if this is the EU's figures, 50,000 jihadis have actually slipped through from Syria, Iraq, and other places. In my own country, we've had 500 that have rejoined, that have been allowed back in my country. And the answer from my government, oh, let's give them a council house. Let's provide them with housing, when we've got people from our own armed forces that have served in our country lying on the streets because they can't get housing. Yeah, 8 out of 10 houses that we're building in my country now goes to migrants, and they're not really grateful for this. In my country also, there's a report this week stating how we respond to the current jihadi threat. Now, we've had, over the past few years, 269 deaths. That's just in my country. And this year alone, just in the summer, we had 37 deaths. And 20-odd of those were the mothers and the children that were blown up at the Ariana Grande concert.
Janice Agatston, you're on fire. I want to hear about how we deal with this when we come back, member of the EU Parliament, and where the breakdown of the EU is going because of their authoritarianism. Straight ahead, the populist explosion is worldwide, and the UK is at the tip of the spear. Stay with us.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Janice Atkinson is a member of the EU Parliament from the UK, right in the same area as Nigel Farage with UKIP. JaniceAtkinson.co.uk. I can't wait to get her back up for a full hour sometime to take your phone calls. Roger Stone's coming up in the fourth hour. But I was talking to her during the break saying, what do you want to get into that's most central? And it was the exact questions I had. Why are you in D.C.? That's exciting. What's going on with the jihad threat? And what's happening with the rise of populism? Why do you think it's exploding so fast now, not just with UKIP and the Brexit or Trump, but all over the world, from Latin America to Asia, it's happening. So, again, thank you so much for joining us to break that down.
Okay, well, I'm here as part of an official EU delegation. I sit on the EU-US delegation, and we're over here to talk about trade and also transatlantic cooperation. I had an interesting lunch yesterday with Wilbur Ross, and I said, will you restate your commitment to our special relationship? You know, the man was absolutely brilliant. He said, absolutely. We will put you at the front of the queue. He said, but I can tell you Brits now, do not sign up to the poison pill trade deal that the EU want to hand over to you. And then he laughed and he said, well, they might send in the EU army. And I said, don't laugh. I'm actually making a speech on that this evening because it's a real threat. Them having their designer uniforms with their flags and their shiny new buildings But they will have tanks and they will have armies, and they are setting up directly in direct opposition to NATO, which is quite dangerous. So we've been having meetings up on the Hill. There's been some fantastic Republicans up there. The Democrats are just totally into sort of free fall, snowflake falls. I've been to a Democrat so-called think tank. It's a McCain-funded think tank. They're very pro-EU. They're very worried about the rise of so-called populism, because obviously we have Brexit, and then we have the king of populism, Trump. I was in Trump Tower on election night. I was here campaigning for him with a lot of my European colleagues as well. And Brexitism, Trumpism, and the rise of populism is a direct result of against the elites. The people like Obama, the people like Merkel, the people like Cameron, and now May, they're fed up having this sort of social democrat, almost socialist program put onto them. They feel they're not being listened to. They're not being listened to, whether it's migration, their kids' schooling, whatever the agenda is, it all comes centrally out of America, or it comes out of the EU, and they're revolting against this. I mean, in France, we've got my friend Marine Le Pen. She fought the presidency against Macron. She got 30% of the support. She's not going away. And she is the official opposition to the presidency. My friend Geert Wilders, the head of the People's Party in the Netherlands, he is the official opposition. And in Austria, they've just had a recent election there. The Conservatives will be going into coalition with my friends, the FPO, the Austrian Freedom Party. So across Europe, in the Czech Republic, friends of mine, again, a Freedom Party, they've come from nowhere to having 22 MPs, MPs and 32 senators. It's happening in Greece. You've got a new party there called Neodexia, and they are fallout from the Conservative Party, because the Conservative Party is the equivalent of the Republican parties, are not delivering conservatism. And the same is happening in Spain as well, with another group called Vox. So across Europe, there is this explosion of people that want conservatism, but it's not being delivered, Alex.
And that's the same thing we're seeing here, where the fake conservatives allied with the establishment liberals, the globalists, have been holding on so long, but now the revolutions are through the conservative parties, with more of a libertarian populist movement that's popular, and that we're winning. So we're not just winning elections, but we're also taking over the old establishment conservative parties, or at least challenging them. And so now they're really fighting, it seems, for their political lives. And it seems like the tide is really violently turned against them.
Yeah, it is. And listening to some of the better Republicans up on the Hill this week, I mean, very supportive of us, talking about the nation state, sovereignty, borders. And the EU is very diplomatic when it comes over here, and there is a consensus. So even from the alt-left, the communists, through to Angela Merkel's people, and the odd liberal here as well, they are all speaking with one voice. And then I pop up saying, actually, the reality is this. This is happening. And we are very kind to each other. We're very diplomatic. But I've had some of my colleagues turn their guns on me this week. She doesn't speak for us. I said, well, actually, I speak for millions. No, I don't speak for you, but I speak to the 9 million people that I represent in the southeast of England. I don't represent the 500 million in Europe. I'm supposed to, apparently, but I don't. I represent my own country. They actually get the nation state. Now, I was at a think tank, which is funded by McCain just now. I've just come away from that. I was so dismayed. We're called extremists. We're called xenophobes, etc. And this think tank was saying that they are dismayed at the demise of the socialists. I mean, this is a Republican think tank that is saying that they are surprised and disappointed at the centre-left demise and the socialists. But I don't think they really get what centre-left is in Europe. It's Marxism. In my country, we've got an old granddad called Jeremy Corbyn, who's got to the top of the Labour Party. If we're not careful, then we've got the Marxists taking over my country.
And I was about to say, we see a lot of victories for populism, conservatism, capitalism, but the UK, I guess because of the whole coalition government, the way Parliament's broken up, I mean, it seems like May's hanging on, and that if she goes, they bring in really, really nasty Labour, right?
Well, I think if the Conservative Party, I mean, they are survivors. So what they need to do is ditch her. She was an absolutely awful Home Secretary, and I do know her personally. When I was in the Conservative Party, they've got to ditch her. They've got to have a leadership.
I was about to say, you've got personality. You look good, whole nine yards. You have a great history. Why not somebody like you? Man, I know it's another party. Why does she just seems she has like the personality of drying paint?
She's not fit for the job. She came through the middle because Michael Gove stabbed Boris Johnson in the back. So we're now going back to sort of ground zero. The Conservative Party have got to have another election of a leader. They've got to dump her. She's incapable. She's actually making a joke of us through the Brexit negotiations. You've got some ridiculous little Luxembourgian in Jean-Claude Juncker, who is the president of the commission.
I was about to say, and now she's been bad-mouthing Trump, trying to earn points with the left. That only makes them think she's weak.
Well, this is why, and they really don't get this, that populism is on the march, as they call it, because they're not representing the ordinary grassroots of the Conservative Party. Now, at the moment, the grassroots Conservative Party at home, who actually elect the leader, is going for Jacob Rees-Mogg. Now, you should get Jacob on. You know, he's like an old Edwardian type of conservative. I don't think he's yet 40. But he's a real conservative. And what we need in number 10 Downing Street is a Brexiteer. And of course, Mrs. May was a Remainer. So her rivals, such as David Davis and Dr. Liam Fox, who I think the Americans know really well, and he's a great guy, a real conservative. He's our trade negotiator. They're running rings around her. And she's making an absolute fool of us in the Brexit negotiations. And the reason, the way she's talking about Trump at the moment is really dangerous. You know, as we leave the European Union, if we get a free trade deal with them, great, fine, don't care. If not, we'll go to World Trade Organization rules. And Wilbur Ross showed yesterday, and President Trump, you will be at the front of the queue for a free trade deal. So when you have the British Prime Minister berating President Trump for retweeting, actually, the truth, one of the videos wasn't necessarily the truth, but the others are telling the truth. This is why the parties are turning to right-wing populism and true conservative parties, and that's why the likes of Merkel and May and the Republican conservatives in France are losing ground. And that's a great shame, because they're hemorrhaging votes. The Conservative Party lost an awful lot of votes to UKIP. Until we can unite the right around some decent people like Dan Hannan, Nigel Farage, me, Jacob Rees-Mogg, and Dr. Liam Fox, and people like that.
Exactly. Even though you're the majority, the fact it's parliamentary, you guys are split up. That's how they're manipulating it. And if you look at this, the EU says we're gonna make all the rules. We're an unelected bureaucracy. We've got a ceremonial, group below that you're part of, but you've been elected, so it should be the other way around. Until they stop trying to block that, they have no legitimacy. And of course the UK should want to negotiate its own trade deals. That's completely reasonable. I mean, it's the opposite of authoritarianism.
Yeah, it is, but they don't recognize the nation state. I mean, the trade deals, and you wonder why the EU hasn't got many more trade deals around the world. They've got trade deals with very many tiny countries. And that's because the woman in charge of trade is a woman called Cecilia Malmström. She's Swedish, and she's her expertise is teaching sociology. That was her job. So when you put a...
Hold on. Do five more minutes with us. Janice Atkinson, member of the EU Parliament from the UK. We only got to go to break for 2 minutes. I want to come back briefly just for five more minutes and ask you where you see the EU going on its current course. Is it irrevocably damaged, and what does the collapse look like when and if it comes? Stay with us. Hour number four, Roger Stone. A few more of your calls as well. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.